Ah, Pox, I had feared greatly for you. Pox smiled, and I for you as well. Now, in the hours of darkness, they will try what evil they can, Sir King. I feel it near.
I also, said Seclus. We have healed what we can of the wounded, my lord. For this night, we marshals and Poxenarian must ward your defenders.
The priests of Liart began their assault with loud jeers from their followers. They had brought the bodies of slain defenders down the hill to mutilate them in front of the rest. It was all Pox and the marshals could do to keep the yeomen in line when they saw their friends' bodies hacked in pieces. The seasoned troops glared, but knew better than to move. That display was followed by others. These ended when the king authorized a single volley from the royal guard archers. Pox extended her light, and the front rank of capering Liartians was abruptly cut down. After that, and a single thrust of fear from the Liartian priests, the enemy camp settled down as if for sleep. Everything was quiet for a time. Then shouts and bellows rang out in the forest to the east.
What?
Pox could hear shouts in the enemy's camp, the turmoil of troops roused from sleep. Whatever it is, they didn't expect it either.
Trouble for them, good for us.
Seclus stretched. He'd napped briefly. We can hope. The king, too, had rested, but Pox could hear the fatigue in his voice. He pushed himself upright and made his way across the square. Pox extended her light again. They could see dimly as far as the forest edge. Something moved between the trees.
Whatever it is, it's big, muttered Doran.
And not alone. The king sighed. I was hoping for a cohort of Leonians, perhaps, just to make things interesting. In a sudden flurry, a tumbling mass of creatures burst from the edge of the woods. Pox recognized several of them as the same monster that had lived in the robber's lair near Brewer's Bridge. Huge, hairy, man-like shapes.
Fox oath and gold, muttered Garrus. That's a gibba.
I thought they were hools, said Pox.
No, hools live in water and aren't so hairy nor so broad. These are gibbas, and those others...
Orcs, she had seen before, but not the high-shouldered dark beasts that ran with them like hounds with a hunting party.
Folokai, said Leith quietly. Fast, strong, and mean.
I'll believe that, said Pox. Any weaknesses?
Not gibbas. The Folokai are night hunters. They don't like fire or bright light, but they're smart as wolves, at least. The best sword stroke is for the heart, from in front, or the base of the neck.
In moments, the dire creatures were charging across the open space. Pox called in her light and rolled onto the red horse's back where she could see. The enemy ranks seemed as concerned as their own. She heard shouts in Parganese and Saiyan both, and screeches from the orcs, who hesitated for a moment between the defenders and one of the Varakai cohorts. A priest of Liart strode into the Varakai torchlight and snapped an order to the orcs. Pox saw heads turn toward them, saw one of the Folokai crouch for a spring. She urged the red horse forward to the lines. The orcs swung their short spears around and ran at the defenders. The Folokai jumped high, soaring over the first rank to fall ravening on the secondary. But Pox was there, the red horse neatly avoiding the defenders. She plunged her sword into a heavy muscled neck. The Folokai's head swung up, quick as light, and long fangs raked her mail. The red horse pivoted, catching the beast with one foreleg and tossing it away. It reared, threatening the horse with long claws on its forefeet. Pox swung the horse sideways and thrust deep between foreleg and breast. For a moment, the heavy jaws narrowed.